I think the judge summed it up. These were guilty pleas that prevented a trial. The judge took that into consideration. But I think he also took into consideration the callous manner in which these parents have killed their child.
I mean, there did seem to be, from what the judge was saying there, a extreme lack of care for this nine-month-old child. I mean, we saw at the sentence barely any reaction from Brian until his sentence was read out and then he wiped away tears. Was that typical of the man you dealt with during this investigation?
That was very typical. Very little emotion shown throughout the police investigation. In fact, that's the only emotion that I've seen him display throughout this investigation is wiping a tear away when the judge passed sentence of 9.5 years.
And another thing he mentioned is that the judge mentioned though he was not prepared to sacrifice his own beliefs with this church, he did go and seek medical attention on an occasion himself. I guess this seems to have been a very selfish man.
I can't comment on whether he's selfish or not, but you know, the evidence that was presented to the court was that he did seek medical attention for himself, attending a GP clinic, I believe it was, whilst not seeking medical attention for his daughter that was chronically ill, so clearly, visibly malnourished, emaciated. One of the expert witnesses, an eminent expert witness, medical opinion that the florid rickety rickets was the worst case that he'd seen in over 33 years. This was a child that was allowed to die and that was killed by both her parents. Both her parents are now going to serve substantial custodial sentences, and there is some justice has been done for baby Rebecca.
I mean, how distressing was it for yourself and your officers to first of all find this child, and then as the case has progressed and the full horror of what happened came out?
We've been working on this case for 20 months. It is a very emotive case, I believe, as you've heard today. But we had to remain professional. We had to collate the evidence to get the best possible prosecution case for Rebecca and for justice for her to be done today.